Well, very busy times here in Jefferson City. The governor announced today, folks, that he is freezing about $180 million in spending during the current budget year to deal with the impact of the coronavirus. The governor also announcing we've had about 42,000 people file for unemployment claims the last week ending on March 21st, up from 4,000 the previous week. So the governor predicting thousands of jobs will be lost. That certainly has happened. He announced the budget shortfall today. I'm Brian Helsworth, and joining me for a couple quick minutes, we really appreciate his time, as the chairman of the House Budget Committee. His name is Cody Smith. He's from Southwest Missouri's Carthage. Mr. Chairman, appreciate your time as always. First of all, your reaction to the governor's announcement today.
Well, Brian, I'm in support of the measures that the governor has taken with choosing to withhold various appropriations throughout the remainder of the fiscal year. Certainly, this is unprecedented, but this pandemic has been incredibly disruptive, not only to everyone's daily life and those affected directly, but also to the economy. And that in turn will obviously impact revenues negatively. And so he is taking the appropriate measures, I believe, at this time to get a handle on our state's budget and cash flow situation. And so I applaud him for his efforts and think he's doing the right thing at this time.
Mr. Chairman, in terms of the budget cuts, is there any possibility, and I know it's so early right now, I'm not putting you on the spot, but if we get federal stimulus funding, and we will, we just don't know exactly how much, could that offset some of this? Have you heard anything like that?
It would offset some of this cash flow crunch that we're having, Brian, and we will be receiving some federal dollars to that effect. And we know that we can use some of that based on what the legislation at the federal level that's been passed. We know that we can use some of that to supplant the cash flow crunch. And the governor's, it should be noted that the governor's taking these measures in light of what we do know that we will be receiving from the federal government and as far as the relief funds go.
Dr. Choi said today that it's going to impact the University of Missouri system about $36 million. He thanked the elected officials. He said they're doing the best they can during unprecedented times. He said the state is working hard to prioritize resources and that we all must work together to get past the crisis. That's a direct quote from Dr. Choi. Sounds pretty similar to what you're saying here.
Yes, this is certainly a time for cooperation, and I appreciate President Choi's words there. That's I hope that's the spirit with which everyone is taking these measures that the governor has made, because it's truly this is unprecedented, and we need to work together to get through this crisis, which I believe we will, and we'll be stronger on the other side of it. So those words from him and the rest of the folks in the higher education community who will be facing some budget shortages of their own due to these withholds are very much appreciated by myself, and I know the rest of the General Assembly, and I presume the governor himself.
And final question for you, Mr. Chairman, is as we record this, it's April 1st, so it's obviously, right now the legislature is not back in session. At some point, will the House, will have to come back and still do the budget and supplemental? Have we heard anything on that at this time? And just in terms of the budget, not in terms of legislative action, in terms of either budget and or supplemental?
Sure. We are in talks now with the Senate about what the remainder of the supplemental process looks like. And we look to get that finished and crafted in such a way that it can get to the governor's desk very, very soon. And then we'll shift our focus onto the FY21 budget, which, as you know, we were in the middle of writing in the House when we suspended our legislative session for the time. We still have to go back to that. That's the constitutional requirement of the General Assembly, is to craft a balanced budget. We will do that. And as soon as we can get back there and start to resume our work, we will. We know how very important it is, and I believe that we will get it done, as we always do, even though these are tremendous and unusual circumstances.
I know you're super busy. Is there anything you'd like to add, Mr. Chairman? Feel free.
I don't think so, Brian. Thank you.